A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, once again, concerning Nathan coming to King David. And we have this verse, verse 5. And David's anger was kindled greatly against the man in the story, if I may just add that in brackets. And he said to the prophet Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, that man that has done this thing shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity on the poor." Perhaps you know the story. Nathan had come to King David with that story of the wealthy man who had so many sheep and cattle, and then the poor man who had nothing except one young lamb. And the wealthy man had visitors, and instead of him slaughtering of his own, he took this poor man's lamb and he slaughtered it and dressed it for the visitors. And oh, as he told the story to King David, who now had fallen into sin with Bathsheba, David was stirred, and he said, "Nathan, in anger," he said, "that man who did such a thing, who took a poor man's lamb, when he had so many of his own, he should die, and he should restore it fourfold what he's done." And Nathan turned to him and said, "King David, you are the man. You took an innocent man's wife who was fighting in battle, and you sent that man into the battle to die, to cover your sin. You who had so many wives, everything you had, you are the man, David, that did that." And dear listening friend today, aren't we like that, like David? Pharisees, who like David would say, "That man should be killed with what he's done." And yet we in our hearts, perhaps, we do the same. And we cover it with religiousness. We even say to the pastor, "Oh, pastor, that man should be condemned." And yet we don't look at our own lives and point the finger at our own sin. Thank God there was a Nathan there. And if you're listening to this today, and God convicts you as he has convicted me, oh, that we would cry to God, and that we would make our own lives right with God in this time. May God bless you.